Blog Talk Radio.
I really want more than the money, though. I'm just trying to be up in the video. I'm just really trying to be famous. Paparazzi light flashing on me like
I want all the attention.
That's all I want. All I wanna do is be noticed, that's all I want. I just want the applause, I just want the applause. To be screaming my name down the street at the wall. I wanna meet superstars in the studio. I wanna be the one that everybody knows. I'm trying to have my name on the wall. The only place I'm trying to be is
ATC, yeah. Yeah.
Forbes list, that's me.
Celebrity, yeah. Team
celebrity. Go, go ahead. Go, go ahead. If you a superstar, then go ahead. Go, go ahead. Forbes list, that's me.
Celebrity, yeah. Celebrity.
Woo. I wanna meet superstars in the studio. I wanna be the one that everybody knows. I'm trying to have my name on the wall. All I'm really trying to say is
I wanna be famous, team celebrity. Yeah, team celebrity.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Yo, 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 and good afternoon. It's your boy, Oz.
And your girl, Monty.
Yeah, we're turning into our first show of Celebrity Teen Scene of the Year in 2021. And y'all, do we have a good show for y'all today?
Happy New Year.
Absolutely. So y'all, I hope y'all are ready for the next hour that we're going to bring y'all and right on the dock at 3 o'clock.
Yes, we got a jam-packed show with some great new artists and entertainers such as All Americans, Spence Moore II, Ty the Comedian, and Shashik. So let's jump into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's move straight into it, and let's welcome our first guest on the show. He has worked on many projects to date. He has worked with the likes of great stars such as Kid Cudi, Nate Parker, Madison Pettis, and Hayley Kiyoko. He's the next big thing and someone I would call my brother. Let's welcome Spence Moore II to the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up? What's up? Spence Moore II here. What's up, Austin? That's my brother right there. And what's up, Miss Lonnie? Thank you for having me on the show today. I'm really, really excited.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to say thank you so much for being here. Just saying yes to our interview, man. It's going to be great. Looking forward to it for a long time.
Same, man. Same. It's an honor to be here, man. I loved whoever was spitting the Celebrity Teen Scene rap, man. That was had me grooving a little bit.
Right.
Thank you.
Yep. So I just want to jump right into it and just ask, hey, how long have you been acting, and what made you choose acting?
Honestly, again, I just want to say thank you for having me on the show today, Celebrity Teen Scene. Appreciate you guys very much. And so I started acting when I was about 10 years old, and I would say that I stopped acting to focus on football and rugby because, you know, every young black man's dream, I would say, would be to be like an athlete. I would say that was like the norm.
Right.
And I felt like I definitely wanted to kind of break out of that norm. And I didn't know how to do it at the time. But when I was 16 years old, that's when I decided to turn to the arts. And the art of my choice was acting. And it was kind of cool because my mom was actually an actress growing up, but she didn't have any influence. I would say that acting kind of chose me in that way, in the sense that I didn't find it. It kind of sort of found me. Yeah, man, I was in I would say I hit the ground running when I was 16, too. My first gig was a Coca-Cola commercial. I actually did a few commercials. Wow. And then after that, I started getting into TV. But I would say the TV didn't quite hit until after I graduated high school, which was in 2016 with Austin, actually. We from the same high school, from the same alma mater, Crespi Carmelite High School in Encino, California.
Shout out Crespi Room Time, okay.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's crazy. I do remember that Coke commercial, man. That was the first gig you ever got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking about your gigs, that's, you know, you are on 3 TV shows. Let me count them off just so people know what we're talking about. We're talking about AP Bio. We're talking about All American and the newest We Are Who We Are featuring Kid Cudi. So,
yes.
You know, those shows are currently on air. So how do you balance all of those jobs at one time?
You know, I would say I'm extremely grateful and blessed to be on 3 shows. They're also available on 3 streaming platforms, Netflix, NBC, Peacock, and HBO Max. And honestly, I just balance it one day at a time, just like I do my scene by scene. I just kind of take on challenges as they come and focus on that, and then take on that opportunity, take on that challenge, and then on to the next. You know, I have an amazing team that helps me juggle everything, which is really, really dope.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's extremely important. I have an amazing family, very, very family oriented. They keep me grounded at all times, so nothing ever really seems too big, I would say, because my support system is crazy in the best of ways. So it's never really a challenge to balance everything with the team that I have.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Do you feel like it's hard to transition from character to character and, like, just remembering all the lines from all the different shows?
You know, Lonnie, it's actually – it is a bit challenging, I would say, but I would say the thing that I hold on to is just living in the moment and making sure whatever I'm taking on in that during that time, I give my 100% focus to. So of course I put in hours of preparation to shift from each and every character, because each one is so different in their own way. I go from playing a bully on AP Bio to playing kind of like a jockish, lovable kind of guy on All American and Chris, and then on the new show We Are Who We Are on HBO. Excuse me, it's a completely different character with someone who's kind of exploring their religion, their self identity, and just where they fit in the world. So yeah, I just take it project by project and make sure I'm prepared for each and every challenge that is presented to me.
Right, right. So speaking of your character Chris on All American, from the big hit that he got from his teammate, will we be expecting him back for season 3?
So yeah, the big hit, that's the one that everybody kind of gets on me about. Like I'm kind of a meme after season 1, but season 1 Chris gets hit by Spencer James, that's the main character, and he's taken off on a stretcher. And the next time we see him is at the end of season 2. You get a little glimpse of Chris. And so to answer your question, Lonnie, season 3, you can definitely expect to see a lot of Chris Jackson. Tune in. It's going to be an amazing season. We're filming right now. Shout out to my All-American family. I cannot wait for you guys to see it. It's going to be an amazing season, one of the best ones yet, for sure.
Exceptional, exceptional. And that's great to hear. Now, I know you have a bunch of just active, rigorous scenes when you're working out on the field or you're actually playing in a real physical football game. How do you combat it? Do you have to get your body right? Like, how do you prepare for those types of roles?
Man, honestly, I just be eating biscuits and gritting on play. so, I mean, naturally, I'm a pretty athletic guy, you know, naturally. Me and Austin actually played football together, ran track together in high school. The way that I've stayed in shape over the years is the way, I guess, anybody else stays in shape, you know, jogging, watching what I'm eating, working out maybe 3 to 5 times a week, especially when I'm in season or when I'm working. I make sure to be on top of my regimen. Of course, I do believe, you know, honestly, in the occasional, like, slice of pizza or occasional burger, nice little cheat meal.
But if I
you know, veer off a little bit, I just make sure I hit extremely hard the next day,
right,
and get right back on track. So yeah, some nice usual, I guess, workouts. That's kind of how I stay in shape. And I played football all 4 years, so for me, it's kind of like riding a bike. I feel like it's something that I've never really lost just because I played football for so long, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah. I get that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell
yeah,
us?
So can
tell us like anything about season 3, like a little sneak peek.
You want a little sneak
yeah.
peek? Oh my God! See, listen, I've watched a lot of Tom Holland interviews, and I feel like I'm just like him as far as like giving away spoilers and things of that nature. So y'all just gonna have to take my word for it. I promise y'all we got an amazing season in store for y'all. So many twists and turns and things y'all not expecting. So just tune in, and that's really all I got for y'all. Okay.
Okay. We'll take that for now.
Appreciate it.
All right, my man.
So what is something that you would say to young people that want to get started doing what you're doing?
Young people who want to get started doing what I'm doing. Okay, so I would honestly say if you want to join or get into acting, the most important thing is to know where you come from. You can never forget who you are, because there are a lot of things in the industry, and if you don't know who you are going into the industry, it's easy to kind of fall down that rabbit hole or get tied into some things that maybe you haven't even experienced yet, just because a lot of this stuff is new. So I would say the most important thing is to know who you are and to make sure you have a strong backbone, because you are more likely to hear no than you are to hear yes. So, yeah, just be settled in that. The jobs will come in volume, but when you
right.
get that yes, it's the most rewarding experience ever, because you know just how much hard work you put into it. So, yeah, just be okay with the no's, roll with the punches, and know who you are. For sure.
What an inspiration, man. And again, you know, you're my brother, man, but I look to you for a lot of the success that you've already accomplished, man, and so much more waiting in store for you in the future, man. I thank you,
thank
man.
You.
Again, I just want to ask you real quick, can we get a quick shout out to Celebrity Teen Scene from Mr. Spence More Than Second? Is that cool? Can we
yeah,
can we do that?
That is more than okay, Mr. Austin. That is more than okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And also, before I get a shout-out, I want to also say one more thing. Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard. Mm-hmm. And then remember that the past is history, the future is a mystery, and the present is a gift. So make sure you're living in the moment and not looking left or right. You are most important, and make sure you love yourself, okay? And
I like that.
Again, you guys are listening to Spence Moore the Second from All American, AP Bio, We Are Who We Are, and this is the Celebrity Teen Scene. Appreciate you guys very, very much. Thank you for having
Thank
me.
Thank you so
love
much. Thank you so
brother,
much.
Man,
y'all,
I really
y'all
appreciate
the rest
you,
of y'all
bro.
Show, okay?
Of course, man.
Thank
Thank
you
so
Thank
much
you.
Stopping by.
Thank you. Ciao.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my, that was awesome. What a great guy.
Nice. I like that show, too. It's interesting. And I like that it takes place in Crenshaw, L.A. So
yeah.
That's pretty good.
It feels like grassroots, you know? You know, I grew up in L.A.
County.
So, just to see, like, there's a story there every time, you know, even when you say, you know, it could look like it's, you know, I just love the show and what it stands for. So, let's get into it. Let's get our next guest up in here.
Let's get our next guest, Shashik.
Hey, girl. Can you guys hear me good?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How you
Loud
doing?
And clear. Yes.
Great. I'm doing good. How you guys Shashik, doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy 2021. Yes. It's
know,
been
right?
great
we made
to
it.
This point. We done with 2020.
Yes.
No
so,
doubt.
Thank
how,
you so
how,
much
how
for
been?
Coming on
doing?
Our show.
Thank you for having
yes.
me. Thank you for even, you know, thinking about me to reach out and make this happen.
Without a doubt. You're great. And, you know, we want to get to hear more from you and what exactly you're doing and, you know, and stuff like that. So, yeah, let's get into it.
So I know you're originally from the UK
mm-hmm.
and you moved to America, California
yeah.
to be specific. So
yeah.
how was that transition?
I personally feel like, oh, wait, hold on. Let me just give a short introduction to myself. So my name is Shashik. I'm a dancehall pop artist. I was born in Jamaica, moved to the UK when I was around 5. I would visit Jamaica here and there every year for summer. And then I moved to the U.S. in 2017. And I did that after I graduated university to now focus on my music career. The move. I was very excited. I think I was young, naive, didn't really think about all the hard work that would go into pursuing a music career. So I was more excited. So the move was amazing at first, but now reality is here. It's still great, but it's just a lot more thought and hard work that needs to go into it. It's not as the guest that came in before said, it's, hard work carries when talent, you know, doesn't. And you can be as talented as you want, but if you're not putting in that hard work, then it's not really going to get anywhere. So
I love that. I love that so much. Thank you. Yeah.
Mhm.
So how do you think like the music scene is from like the UK music scene versus like the American music scene?
Because of the style of music that I do, Caribbean music, I don't really feel like the Caribbean scene is that big over here. But I feel like anywhere in general, once you're in people's faces and it's quality music, they're going to have to accept it whether they like it or not. But yeah, definitely
right.
I feel like in the UK, they're more familiar with Caribbean music because there is such obviously smaller, but there is a larger Caribbean community over there.
I definitely understand that, and just making that move over to the U.S. it just must be just more of like a shock because the industries are so different that I know.
100%.
You know, you want to speak to that a little bit.
It is a kind of who you know type of thing. And, you know, coming in as a stranger is much harder than it was. Like, in the UK,
right.
I knew a few people. I could get onto a radio show easily, sit, let them play my unreleased stuff. But coming from an outsider, it's more like, who are you? You need to prove yourself. And, there is that. I've been fortunate
right.
enough not to really be, like, get into any, like, mishaps or anything in the industry. I'm still kind of still on the outside. Working my way in, so I don't really have much experience to say, you know, anything positive or negative. It's just different, and I'm a stranger, and people need to get to know me.
So making that transition, that adjustment to this industry, just a little bit different. You know, you got to kind of know a few people. That's all. Okay, I like that.
All networking.
And So speaking of just your music in general, what is it that you would say you love the most about the music you produce, you know?
The energy, I would say.
Yeah.
I'm always some. I've said in the past that I want to be someone that when you want to get into a good mood, you put me on. I want to be that good time artist. Mm-hmm. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your music is most definitely that. It puts me in a happy mood.
Yeah.
I love just the Caribbean atmosphere in general. But go ahead.
Yeah. So how did you get into music? Like, what made you want to become a music artist?
You know what? Honestly, it's like every time, I've always been musical from young. But every time I've always said I wanted to be a singer from young. And then, you know, as you grow, then you're like, oh, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. And, you know, you try and fit into those boxes that, you know, maybe the older generation try and put you in. And it's always like when I decided, okay, I'm going to try and do this music thing seriously. And then, you know, you have some pushback and you're like, oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's just like it keeps finding its way back into my life. And I feel like every time when I'm being creative and I'm writing and I'm doing this, I just feel amazing. It's the best feeling ever. And it's just like, I just can't leave it alone because I just feel like it's always a piece of me missing. Like, even right now I'm working and it's just like, I know that this is not the end, that this is not me. As much as I'm good at my job, you know, I've got my education so I can always fall back on that, there's just always something in me that's just like, you know what, we need to make some music, we need to be creative.
Right, right, and you express yourself out of your music. I love that.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Yeah. And you said you had experience with dancing. Tell us a little bit about that. What's your background in dance? How long you been doing it?
Dancing, how long? I've been doing that since young. It's always just, especially like growing up Caribbean, it's just part of the culture. So even if you're not doing like professional choreography, I think I started professional choreography when I was like 16, so that's been 10 years now, on and off. But yeah, that's always been, dance is always just a part of the culture.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
So what message would you give to young people that want to get started doing with what you're doing?
Young people that want to, I would say there's value in writing, practicing poetry as starting, and I would say definitely think about the reason behind why you're trying to do it, because if it's just about, you know, the fame and the money, then that fades pretty quickly, especially when you're going through, you know, hard times and stuff. So you actually have to have a genuine love for it, and if it does feed you spiritually as well, I would say. So just think about the reason behind why you want to get into it, and practice.
Practice makes perfect, yes.
Yeah.
Practice makes perfect.
Mhm.
Yes. And where can people? I just want to ask, where can people get any of your stuff? Like, you know, what's your up and coming content? And where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram at sash_unique, and then on any other streaming platform, Sashique. That's SASHIQUE. You can find me anywhere. I would say. Next month I'm planning to put out two little impromptu freestyles, so head over and follow me on my Instagram to check that out when I release that.
We want to get into your music. We're going to play some of the stuff that you got. We want to ask first, can you give us a quick shout out to Celebrity Teen Scene?
Sure. This is your girl, Sashique. You are listening to Celebrity Teen Scene.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sashique, for taking the time to come on
the
show.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate
it. I enjoyed this.
Without a doubt. Thank you.
So let's get into your hot new single, Roll Easy.
Yup.
Yes. Let's jump right into it.
All right.
Thank you. feeling it. I'm feeling it. That song was hot.
Yeah, I love that one.
Got me
That's
over
a
here.
Real
vibe. Really wine.
No doubt, no doubt.
So let's get into our next guest. Comedian, filmmaker,
yes.
Music manager, Ty
yep,
the comedian.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
We're doing
how
all
you
right,
doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Yep.
Excellent. It's great to meet you,
Thank
man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Edward. So I hear you are a film producer, not only just films, but you produce music as well. Let's get into that. What films are you producing? And yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
I have Third Wheel, who I just left the East Coast yesterday, matter of fact, and I'm in negotiation with NBC Universal right now with one of the projects, Third Wheel, a comedy drama. But I'm actually interested in messing with Genius Production now because I have a better situation with Genius. Genius Production is ran by Marseille Martin, which is that little girl that played on Little. She's on Blackish. She on her own production company now. It's called Genius.
Right, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the youngest to do it.
I know. Yeah. So I actually 3 days ago, one of her guys that's over Motion Pictures reached out to me through a mutual friend, and so I'm really aimed towards working with them. And they also got a class too for people who trying to be executives, 4 months tuition free. Yeah, 4 months tuition free. So they really trying to do a lot for people like myself and others.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so
thank you for that information.
It's crazy. Yeah. Look up Prince Maggot on Instagram. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out.
The details.
Shout out Prince.
Yeah, the details on that. Mm-hmm.
And
so how did you get
how
into,
long have you been in?
What was that?
How did you get into? How did you get into comedy?
It was accidental. I ended up being away for some years. Everybody told me that I should do it, but it went in one ear out the other. So I ended up knowing a lot of music people, just being in Memphis from Chicago. So I used to go to studios a lot and have people laugh. And then one night, particularly, it was a guy in there. I never knew who he was at the time, and he tried to pass me a blunt. And I told him I was from weed, and he jumped up out his chair and was like, "Y'all mean to tell me this little dude don't smoke weed? He funny like this?" And everybody like, "Yeah, man, that's tight." You know what I'm saying? So. He was like, "Let me manage you." I started then. So that's how I started. Because my biggest fan base is actually in Florida. Yeah, my biggest fan base in Florida. I started in Florida, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you do stand-up and everything, too?
Yeah. I produce a once-a-week show right now in L.A., Monterey Park and Englewood every Saturday night. I have different comics. You know, I host a show. We had a show last night, matter of fact. So, yeah, our shows be dope. But, you know, because of the pandemic, we just got to be, you know, low-key because we do inside shows. You know, I don't really like the outside shows because don't nobody pay attention. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody
right.
outside, so it's too much going on outside. I went to outside shows and I wasn't paying attention, so I know how it is for somebody else, you know.
I see that, yeah. The pandemic, man, is making a lot of people shift what they're doing, and projects get shifted and moved around, but, you know, it also can produce a lot of great creativity in that. So I definitely get that. I definitely get that. I wanted to ask you.
Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah. What I wanted to ask, I want to know, what is it that you think you are, it's valuable to you in the whole production side of things? So you do comedy, you do film, you also do music. What do you like about the production side of it all?
I like creating. I like seeing my vision come to life. I think that's the biggest thing. I had a pilot shot, and the only thing I didn't like about it was it wasn't my vision. You know what I mean? Like, but to see your creativity, I mean, I think that's amazing. Then to get the feedback is more amazing, you know, especially when you get it from people who actually do what you do or been in it longer, and they be like, man, I like that. It gives you a different kind of piece, you know what I mean? Yeah, so I like that part of it the most. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so your experience in the whole industry, I'm sure you've been around people. Who have you worked with in the past? Like, anybody we might know?
Adam Yesser, he's the writer for Ellen. Me and him, real good friends. I mean, he got, 11 Emmys, Daytime Emmy Awards.
Wow.
He's dope, yeah. But I worked with him a couple times. If I had content for what they do, you know, maybe I actually be in business with Ellen Company. It's called A Very Good Production. The president over that company is named Jeff Kleeman, who Adam actually introduced me to also over phone, but. We never did business outside of, you know, what I did for Adam on that. Yeah, so I think that's probably the biggest that I actually worked with on what I do.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
What are some things that you do with stand-up? What are some things you do to prepare yourself for the stand-up?
Not drink first, you know, not drink first because, you still get nervous, you know what I mean? Because comedy tricky, you could kill it one night and the next night do the same material and bomb, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
wow.
It's hit or miss with comedy. It's tricky, man. You know what I'm saying? You never could be too confident with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, unless you real big time where people don't even care what you say, they going to laugh regardless because, you know, they seen you, know who you, you know, it's different. Yeah, so it'd be different.
Definitely.
Like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So with your music management, who are some of the artists that you manage?
I'm managing King. He's actually verified already, which is crazy. But King, he's a R&B rapper that does R&B. Meek Taylor from South Central LA. She's pretty dope. And she actually asked me to manage her. She already had a buzz going on, so I'm just connecting her with a few people in the industry I know. So hopefully, you know, she signed real soon to somebody because she actually looking for a label now. So, so hopefully that works out. I got on the Atlanta Hip Hop Awards that my boy Rico Owens throw together. It's powered by Atlanta Hip Hop Awards, at CMG, which is Yo Gotti label. Yeah, so they throw some good. They throw a lot of good events, though. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
So hopefully everything go good. And I actually met Rico, I'd say about 10 years ago. They was the first ones who actually, who I got nominated for comedy on a Memphis Hip Hop Awards.
Wow.
Yeah, they were the first
ones ever,
like, even, gave me a chance to even, you know, get nominated for something. And, they blew up now, but, so we always been friends since then.
Go ahead, Monty.
Oh, sorry. So what is some advice that you would give to young people that want to get into the things that you're into?
Basically, it's not even about the grind right now. It's really about just not giving up and don't get too just don't give up. Don't get too frustrated if things not going as quick or as smooth as you want it, you know, because it's one of those things where you never know, you know what I mean? Like, it can happen tomorrow, it can happen next month, it can happen next year, but just as long as they keep trying. That's the thing, keep trying, you know. I think a lot of people get frustrated a lot. I even have friends of mine tell me, with my show, which is my baby, Third Wheel, I've been working on that for about 5 years, you know, but I never gave up on it. I even changed it, you know, since then, but it was straight comedy at first, now it's drama, you know, but so just never give up. Just keep doing what you do, you know, then the opportunity will come, you know, because what I noticed when I was looking for opportunity, it was more frustrating. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you just do it, you always have that. So when an opportunity presents itself, you be ready. Like, you be ready unconsciously. You know what I mean? You'll be ready just, you know, like, oh, wait a minute, I got something for that, you know? So, that's the biggest thing.
I think
that's the biggest thing.
That's awesome, and that's such a it's prevailing, inspires, and I hope y'all young people are listening. You know, don't matter your age or anything, you just keep your head down and keep grinding away because your opportunity will come. That's awesome. What a message!
Yeah.
And I just wanted to ask, Ty, I thank you. I just wanted to say before we wrap, can we get a nice quick shout out from you to us as Celebrity Teen Scene?
Shout out to Celebrity Teen Scene. Tune in.
Thank you so much, Ty. It's been a much of a pleasure. I'm so glad. I'm looking forward to all the things that you're coming out with in 2021. We're going to go ahead and get to the next music. We got a bunch of great music coming up for y'all.
Yes,
so let's get it.
It's the Slappers.
About to face this blunt mic search. Talk money, but they don't really earn. Nah. When you broke, laugh, and they flash money, who can get it up? They get mad and say, you acting funny. I ain't got time to sit down and be humble, trying to bubble. I need a ring for the struggle. Leave a bitch in the puddle and leave these in the dust. In the tongue is a mutt if you want to fuck with us. All these niggas act tough. All these bitches trying to tell them both good luck. I'ma strut to the butt. I'ma keep G. Pray for the weak. G-O-D. Don't try me. Trying to be conscious. Little Malcolm X. Malcolm Little with the tech. If a d- want to text. They saying that I'm blessed. All I see is demons. You a fish to a shark. Call me.
call me Willie B. We was just some boys in the hood trying to get paid in full. Now we menace to society. So my be cool, we gon' get these dead presidents. But they make us stay property. I'm a hot boy and I got the juice. Yeah, I got the juice. I'ma get rich or I'ma die trying. Tony Montana, cause the world is mine. Oh, you real? Let it show.
Let it show.
You little hoe. Acting like a pig, get your back door. Dusty dough in the wood to the neck. Frank cat fool, got gas in the mason. Give you a circle, I'm a square, so you pointless. Unwittable, I am the anointed.
I'm not sure of
you. 100 points, you gon' bring up heart? I'ma bring up the pocket. Stop it. You are not.
Call me Willie
Beeman. We was just some boys in the hood trying to get paid in full. Now we menace to society. So my be cool, we gon' get these dead presidents. But they make us stay property. I'm a hot boy and I got the juice. Yeah, I got the juice. I'ma get rich or I'ma die trying. Tony Montana, cause the world is mine.
We don't need no. sure you love it. It's different, I guarantee, when you realize that it's genuine and don't come with a fee. Too many hidden motives, tell them put it on display. Don't stab me in my back, rather you shoot me in my face. Look me in my eyes, all you can see is the pain. But it ain't about what you've been through, it's all about what you gain. It's all about progression, it's all about learning lessons. It's all about your loyalty, never being in question. You can just be solid and get more respect for that. Instead of being what you're not, frontin', putting on a hat. Look into the mirror, see a real. Now look a little deeper and be real. Is you frontin' for the people or this real? Internally, this is something you need to deal with. You worry about you, I worry about me. Cause I'm true to myself and everything I believe. When I look into the mirror, the reflection that I see is nothing like them but everything that I want it to be. Cause I'm true to myself. True to myself, true to myself, I'm still true to mine. Look at what we represent, always see the bigger picture. IMAX, this acronym, pay attention, all cat. Computer love on the gram, Roger with no zap. Claiming they chasing back, but showing they table scrap. Hey, you ain't in tune with yourself, and I bet it shows. Putting on a facade, we can see it, just let it go. Cuban link around my neck, loyal woman on my side. Bringing out the best in me. Invested in me as a person, and I love that. We ain't gotta ever question where the love at. Money, loyalty, and love, nothing above that. Dotting I's and crossing T's, yeah, that's something that. Look into the mirror, see a real. Now look a little deeper and be real. Is you frontin' for the people or this real? Internally, this is something you need to deal with. You worry about you, I worry about me. Cause I'm true to myself and everything I believe. When I look into the mirror, the reflection that I see is nothing like them but everything that I want it to be. Cause I'm true to myself, I'm still true to myself. True to myself, I'm still true to
trouble. The way me a wine and a bubble. You love when my wine for you. I know. Freaky things that you want to do. Oh yeah. In depth on my skin like the perfume spray. Drops on my chest like a new lingerie. And I'm up on my ear like the puppet demonstrate. I beg for my love, take him in off the streets. Check out my heart, take my mind, take my body. Give me that good, make me favor, my smarty. I belong to you, no make nobody. Come a try force, make you think you know happy. Will you stay? Under pressure, push through the flame. Turn we in a diamond from carbonate. We never lost out the sea and can't swim back. Yeah, we cost temporary, then we free right back. Because you love me.
You love me.
Me now pack up and run left, my honey.
My honey.
Will you stay? The way me a wine and a bubble. Yeah, love when me wine for you. I know. Freaky things that you want to do. Oh yeah. You tell me look like trouble. The way me a wine and a bubble. Yeah, love when me wine for you. I know.
you things that you want to do. Oh yeah.
Man, what great music. This, you know, that Sha-Chic, Caribbean vibe music, you know, saying it's great stuff, you know. And I just thank all our guests that have been with us. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, before we go, this was our first show ever for 2021. Right.
Yay.
Shout out. Great show. And, you know, what better way to cap it off? I wanted to hear from Monty Omani. We have, you know, the new year coming in, and we have all these right goals, right? So first of all, what was yours?
Right.
Did you have a resolution this year? What was your goal?
Well, first, I just wanted to point out, like, some of the things that the guests were saying. I got some good quotes to put on my Twitter now. I just want to say that, because they gave some good advice.
Yes. Right, yes. Very quotable.
Right. So my goals for 2021 is to blow up Celebrity Teen Scene, of course, take it to a whole new level. That's number one. And just kind of get things started in Atlanta, because I just moved here. I've been here for 3 months now, so I'm really excited on taking on the city.
And y'all, like, I'm just going to tell them, we moved at the same time, right? But we moved to different areas. Isn't that crazy to think about? You know, you over there in Atlanta, I'm in the Pacific Northwest. So, like, making that transition, I already know. So, big shout-outs. You definitely going, we're going to have to get either one of them two down packed, right? But as of for me, for my resolution, I wanted to, you know, health is such a big topic we're talking about right now. You know, country, you know, there's a global pandemic and we're trying to, you know, get that under control. But just in personal, you know, personal health, personal growth. And, you know, one thing I want to start is just getting my mind right and my body right at the same time. You know, that's one of my biggest goals in 2021 is get my mind right, get my body right.
Right, mind, body, and soul. That's all it's about.
Yeah, we can't talk about it enough. That's just one of the biggest things here in 2021, at least. Everyone seems like, you know, so down. Right, we want to be brought back up.
Right, lift up the spirits. So before we go, I just want to give a very special shout out to all the people who submitted their songs to us.
Right.
We look forward to playing all you guys' music on our upcoming episodes. So we're really excited, and we got some really good songs submitted to us.
Yes.
And some of them were in English.
I
noticed. So I don't know. We can play it on our Instagram though, because on here I don't know what you guys are saying, because I don't speak the languages. But and we got to make sure it's clean. It's got to be clean. So.
Right. All submissions, we want to direct those to our gmail.com. So if you see us on Instagram at Celebrity Teen Scene, go ahead and feel free to DM us. We want to get that email sent. So if you have any music requests or you want to get your own music played on the radio, just hit us up there and we'll get right back to you.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to our show.
Yo. Shout out to the family. I love you, Mom. And I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
I really want more than the money, though. I'm just trying to be up in the video. I'm just really trying to be famous. Paparazzi light flashing on me like
I want attention.
That's all I want. All I wanna do is be noticed. That's all I want. I just want the applause. I just want the applause. To be screaming my name down the street at the wall. I wanna meet superstars in the studio. I wanna be the one that everybody knows. I'm trying to have my name on the wall. The only place I'm trying to be is
Celebrity TV.
Billionaire Forbes list, that's me.
Celebrity
TV,
yeah.
Team
Celebrity.
Go ahead, go. go ahead. If you a superstar, then go ahead. Go ahead.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.